KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look and recap some weekend sports, high school sports here in the area for you. We'll start with high school volleyball tournament play over the weekend on Saturday. Griswold hosting a tournament on Saturday. And in pool play, in pool A, Griswold wins all three of their matches 2-0 over Exira EHK, IKM Manning, and Heartland Christian. Exira EHK beat both IKM Manning and Heartland Christian in two straight, and it was IKM Manning downing Heartland Christian two in a row. In Pool B at the Griswold tourney, it was ACGC defeating Riverside and Southwest Valley, both in two straight. Denison defeating ACGC 2-1. Riverside over Denison 2-1. Riverside beat Southwest Valley 2-1, and Denison over Southwest Valley 2-0. In the semifinals, Denison defeating Griswold 2-0, and it was ACGC over Exira EHK 2-0. Then in the finals, in the consolation, Riverside beat IKM Manning 2-1, Southwest Valley over Heartland Christian in two straight. In the championship match, it was ACGC sweeping a pair from Denison for the title. Also at the Shenandoah tournament in pool play, Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 2-1. It was Fremont Mills over Lennox 2-0, and Lennox over Shenandoah 2-1. In Pool B play, it was Stanton over Bedford 2-0. Missouri Valley a 2-0 winner over Bedford, and Stanton beating Missouri Valley 2-1. In the finals, the championship match saw Stanton defeat Lennox 2-1. The third place match, Missouri Valley wins over Fremont Mills in two straight. And in the fifth place match, it was Bedford over Shenandoah 2-0. Also from the South Central Calhoun tournament, Kemper Catholic went 3-1 in that tourney, beating South Central Calhoun, Ridgeview, and Harlan. East Sac County downed Kemper Catholic as well. Harlan won two matches, defeating both South Central Calhoun and Ridgeview, and Harlan also fell to East Sac County in that tourney. Also at the West Monona tournament on Saturday, among the matches, Logan Magnolia swept a pair from Boyer Valley. Woodbine took 2-3 from West Harrison. Boyer Valley over Woodbine 2-0. West Monona beat West Harrison 2-0. MMCRU beat Logan Magnolia 2-0. Boyer Valley over West Harrison 2-0. Also, it was Logan Magnolia beating West Monona 2-1. MMCRU beating Woodbine 2-1. Logan Magnolia over West Harrison 2-0. Woodbine beat West Monona 2-1. MMCRU beat Boyer Valley 2-1. Logan Magnolia over Woodbine 2-0. Boyer Valley beating West Monona 2-1. And MMCRU beating West Harrison 2-1. That was in the West Monona tournament on Saturday. Also from Saturday, there was high school cross country over in Council Bluffs at the Lewis Central Cross Country Invitational held at Iowa Western Community College on Saturday. On the girls' side, it was Elizabeth Jordan of Sioux City North winning the individual title. Emma Hughes of Glenwood was the runner-up. Kaya Beaker of Harlan was third. Brecken Van Bale of Harlan finishing fourth, and Georgia Paulson of Underwood placing fifth. Glenwood's Aaron Schultz was sixth. Liv Friend, Abby Albertson, and Ellie Gross of Harlan were all 7, 8, and 9 in order, while Riley Weiss of Glenwood finished in 10th place in that meet. Also locally, Tri-Center's Kyla Corrin was 19th, Karis Corrin was 20th, and AHSTW's Holly Heppner placing 21st to help lead their teams on Saturday. Harlan won the team title with 31 points, Glenwood with 44 points, the runners-up. Sioux City North with 70 was third. Lewis Central and Plattsmouth, Nebraska placed fourth and fifth in the team standings in that tournament on Saturday, that meet. Also, on the boys' side of that meet on Saturday, it was Jason Bowers of Sioux City North, the champ. His teammate Will Lohr was the runner-up. Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson finishing third. Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central was fourth, and Gabe Nash of Sioux City North fifth. Brett McGee of Tri-Center placing sixth. Also, Harlan's Trey Gross was ninth, and trainer's Cole Dooley placing 10th in that meet on Saturday. In the team standings, the team champions in that meet, Sioux City North, as they picked up 23 points. Lewis Central with 92 was second. Plattsmouth, Nebraska third. Glenwood fourth, and Thomas Jefferson placing fifth in that Saturday cross-country meet. Well, the first full Sunday of NFL action saw some surprises. It was the Patriots over the Dolphins, 21-11. The Saints beating the Buccaneers, 34-23. Rams over the Cowboys 20-17. The Cardinals beat the 49ers 24-20. Chargers over the Bengals 16-13. The Ravens beat the Browns 38-6. Washington rallied to beat the Eagles 27-17. The Bills over the Jets 27-17. Jaguars beat the Colts 27-20. The Raiders over the Panthers 34-30. The Bears rallied to beat the Lions 27-23. Packers outscored the Vikings 43-34. And it was the Seahawks over the Falcons 38-25. Well, it was a stunning opener for Iowa State. The Cyclones were blanked in the second half as Louisiana pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the 23rd-ranked Cyclones 31-14 at Jack Trice Stadium. Here's ISU coach Matt Campbell.
I'm not in a panic mode by any stretch of the imagination. As long as the attitude and effort of this team continues, then I have complete faith that we'll have the ability to get where we need to go. But again, you put that back on yourself as the head football coach. Is there some more things that we needed to do to get ready? But I still say, you know, for us, it's a long haul in mind. It's going to be a long season. There's a lot of things going on, and making sure that we continue to pound away at the health, the safety, and the well-being of our kids is our number one priority.
Special teams breakdowns were costly as the Ragin' Cajuns returned to kickoff for a touchdown and returned to punt for a score early in the fourth quarter.
You know, we're out of our coverage lane, and they've got playmakers to make plays with it. And so, you know, hats off to them. You know, from my end of it, there's no excuse. It's something we've really worked on, and we've got good specialists. We've got the ability to be good on special teams. But today, you know, hats off to them because they made two big plays, and like you said, we're game changers.
Junior quarterback Brock Purdy was 16 of 35 for 145 yards and one interception.
We dropped some balls, you know, that are difference maker balls in probably the first half and early in the second half. You know, I think getting into a really good rhythm was hard to find in the second half. I felt like he was there most of the first half, but really hard for him to get into that. And again, we got to make plays on the ball, and then we got to do a great job of putting Brock in the best position to be successful. But as you know, I've got the utmost faith in Brock, and he'll be back ready to get better on Monday.
Tight end Chase Allen says the Cyclones just made too many mistakes.
Got to win the turnover battle, and we got to outrush the opponent. And we didn't do both those things. We only did one of them. And that's not how you win games. So there were a lot of things like that. We had some drops early that are just deflating. It's not because, you know, guys aren't capable of doing it, but it just kind of takes the air out. And that's kind of what I felt out there today.
The Cyclones now have 2 weeks to prepare for their September 26th Big 12 opener at TCU.
We're happy to have the opportunity now to have this week where we can really look at ourselves and, like, we're not panicked as an offense at all. Like, no one's panicking. We still have faith that we're really explosive and really powerful. So we just got to figure out how to get in those positions, and we will. We've done it before.
Quarterback Brock Purdy says the Louisiana defense did a good job of disrupting the pass game.
No, they did a good job of playing, you know, really good man coverage. And then obviously mixing up their blitzes and stuff. So I think that sort of caught our guys off guard a little bit, threw off the timing, but still, there's no excuse. I think we need to have a good balance of, you know, being able to run the ball and throw the ball and not put any stress on the running backs, put any stress on the receivers. So we just got to do a better job collectively.
Louisiana Lafayette and Appalachian State are among 10 new teams ranked in the first regular season Associated Press College football poll, which was stripped of the teams that are not yet scheduled to play a fall season. There was no change at the very top, with preseason number one Clemson getting 60 of 61 first place votes this week. Alabama moved up to number two. Oklahoma is number three, followed by Georgia and Florida. Defending champ LSU got one first place vote. They're ranked sixth. Among the new teams in the rankings were Sun Belt powerhouses Louisiana Lafayette. Off their win at Iowa State, they're number 19. Appalachian State, number 24. Louisiana Lafayette was last ranked back in 1943.